This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As rural populations continue to decline in rural America, labor issues have become a hurdle for the agriculture industry. With many rural counties losing population to urban centers, the number of available workers for agriculture jobs has also declined. As an answer to the dwindling number of available workers, agriculture has turned to immigrant farm workers to provide the labor force necessary. However, there are many legal matters that complicate the employment process for both workers and employers, namely in the form of visa-related issues. We will hear more from Christina Benoob with the National Pork Producers Council about the effort to improve the labor situation next.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Christina Benoob is the Manager of Competition, Labor, and Tax Issues for the National Pork Producers Council, and she says that H-2A visas are one way to increase the reliable workforce in rural America.
Perennial issue is the shortage of reliable workforce in rural America, so we're always working on a variety of visa-related issues to try and secure a reliable workforce for pork producers, and that includes both H-2A visas, which is we don't technically have access to as an industry, which is, it's a seasonal visa, and we're trying to make that non-seasonal so that we can also use it.
She also comments on TN visas, which are designed to increase the available labor on farms.
And of course, TN visas, which are based on the USMCA free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, and that brings over folks from Mexico.
She says that although the process for change can be tedious, the NPPC continues to work to find solutions.
Well, as always, I remind you that it may not feel like it's doing anything, but sharing those personal stories of, you know, your guest workers and how important they are to your farm is so important to remind your lawmakers that it's not related to the larger immigration issue that they think it is, and it's important for rural America.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.